Welcome to the fifth episode of Who the Hell Are You on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts, to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our fifth episode features the voice of sports car racing, John Hindoff, from Radio Le Mans and IMSA Radio. It's the same questions with a few alternates thrown in depending upon the guest, and those will follow every Tuesday through the Rolex 24 at Daytona in January. Following Hindy's podcast in no particular order, our 10 remaining episodes include LMS and Pirelli World Series champion Patrick Long, four-time Champ Car champion and Le Mans winner Sebastian Bourdais, LMS champ and Le Mans winner Joey Hand, IMSA prototype champ Jordan Taylor, IndyCar champ and Indy 500 winner Ryan Honoré, four-time IndyCar champ and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, Formula One pit reporter Will Buxton, IndyCar driver, IMSA champ and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, sports car ace Ryan Dial, and we still can't get rid of Justin Bell. Among the many things we learned during Hindy's episode, there's an unexpected link to the Cuban Missile Crisis. He remains a devotee to BlackBerry as his mobile phone vendor. And he took a long and worrying pause before answering whether he'd killed anybody. I will leave the rest up to you to discover on your own. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You? The words flow freely, and if these are virgin ears, there might be other podcasts that are better suited for your tastes. There are more than 200 episodes of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and also on marshallpruitt.com. And here we go with Sunderland's finest export, John Hindoff.
We are about to find out who the hell you are. Starting with, what is your full name?
John Hindoff.
Birthplace and date, please.
Sunderland, in the northeast of England. I think it was number 47, Otto Terrace. I was a home birth on a Sunday, the 28th of October, 1962. And for your American listeners of a certain age, you will know that that is the day that the Cuban Missile Crisis was resolved.
All thanks to a home birth, apparently.
Apparently.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
Many people would say none. I have a basic grasp of English. I could make myself known in that language, in most places in the world. I have been known to speak a little bit of French and German, and possibly a little bit of Italian, but I would not say that I was proficient in any of those, other than English.
Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed, but wear my watch on my right hand as if I was left-handed, and I don't know why that is, I just always have.
If the Purge ever becomes ratified, who are you taking out first?
Oh, dear me. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Anyone who says on social media, oh, then we'll just agree to disagree after they've said something that is incontrovertibly wrong and has been proven so.
So mass killings would be your answer.
Yeah.
Are you left or right footed?
Right-footed.
What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Ooh, that's a good one. That would be a straight toss-up between the IMG app, with which I book all of my accommodations, and possibly the American Airline and IMSA app. I'm pretty new to apps because I'm a BlackBerry sort of person, and apps haven't always been in the lexicon of BlackBerry. So the new BlackBerry that I've got, which is the Priv, is now Android. So the IHG hotel app, I think I might have said something else there, but it's Intercontinental Hotel Group app is probably the best one, and it's the one I use the most.
Have you ever stolen something from a store?
To my undying shame, yes, I have. It was when I was very young, and it would have been it would have been some kind of sweet candy.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Oh, that's a very good question. And interesting that you said today, because music, I think that music is very much of the moment. And what it might be right now is very different to what it might be tomorrow or next week. I'm going through a bit of a phase at the moment of trying to learn new songs for the guitar. And so I'm listening to a lot of guitar bands. I play guitar very badly. And so at the moment, I'm listening bizarrely to a lot of music from the TV show Nashville. So not a particular artist there, but certainly a genre and a soundtrack, if you will.
What is your most hated vegetable or fruit?
Yes, not keen on anything that is kale or spinach. Spinach not so bad, but kale tastes like dirt. Turn my nose up at it.
That is a correct answer. As my body type might suggest. What is your favorite musician or band of all time?
What some people don't know about me is I used to work and earn my living playing music in nightclubs and pubs, and did some radio DJing as well. So my music tastes are wide and eclectic. What would I go back to? What would be the one song or the one album that I would take? Oh, I'm not sure. To pick out one's very difficult. Maybe the Eagles, maybe Prefab Sprout stuff, something that sticks with me from growing up. But there's always something new around the corner. That's a tough question to answer, and I'm not sure I'm giving you the right answer there, to be honest.
The first Prefab Sprout mention, and possibly the only so far.
I would think so. The album Steve McQueen, an absolute classic. If you haven't heard Steve McQueen by Prefab Sprout, they were in their pomp then, and I don't think there's a bad track on it. It's beautifully crafted.
Have you or a family member served in the military or fought in a war?
My father was in the RAF during the Suez crisis back in the 1950s. I haven't served in the military, but I was in a war zone back in 2003 in the Second Gulf War when I was working for Reuters and was with the forward troops as they entered Iraq and started the land war.
What is the highest level of education you've completed?
Oh, that would be senior school in our parlance. So high school, I suppose. No further education from me other than from the University of Life.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
I have a empty glass of rather splendid French Côte de Rhône right alongside me now. So zero.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
No siblings, only child. And I am very fortunate to still have my father. My mother died a year ago. In fact, 2 years this Christmas. 2 years coming up this Christmas.
How did that affect you?
My mother had been poorly for quite a while, been ill for quite a while, and having had a couple of strokes. So you think you're ready for it. You're never ready for it. You're never ready for losing somebody that has cared for you and loved you and has that bond with you. And you try to be strong for the remaining parent, particularly when you're the only child. But it affected me quite greatly, and it continues to affect me, not necessarily always on a daily basis, although there's just one or two times when there's something that I want to talk to my mum about, and she's not there.
What's your favourite song by Taylor Swift?
Let me think. I would think Shake, possibly. I like that. It's quite happy. Or what's the one about Tim McGraw as well? That's quite a nice tune. I do like people who write and play their own music. So Taylor Swift is somebody that I have albums from, particularly our earlier stuff. I like that quite a lot.
The normal answer to this question is wrong. You're an adult male. You should not have any Taylor Swift songs that you like. But the fact that you have actual albums, that is one step further than most people have been willing to admit. Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, when? Please set the stage. And did you win or lose?
When I was at school, I tried to avoid any kind of physical altercations because I was a tall but skinny kid. I tried to talk my way out of it, not always successfully, and I normally came off second best. In later life, I would like to think I was a better person than that. That's normally not always been the case. The most notable time that I got into a scrap, as we would call it, was coming out of a football ground when a couple of friends and I and my father were down in Lancashire between Christmas and New Year, and we got set upon by a group of opposing fans, and my dad told us to run away, and we did, and when I realised he was in trouble, I went back and pitched back in again, and none of us came off very well out of that. I got a dislocated jaw, but the other guys were slightly worse, I think.
A loyal son. What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
How long have you got? I've recently bought two cars whilst I've been sitting in an airport lounge. That not necessarily that the cars were dumb, but it was just an odd way to do it. The dumbest thing I've ever bought. The list of things that I've bought and not used is not very long because I try and do good research about what I'm about to spend my hard earned on. So I'm trying to think of something that I haven't used very much. I once bought a motorcycle without having a motorcycle license, but I put that right. So that was fairly dumb. I bought a set of rollerblades a few years ago, and surprisingly I still have them, although I don't use them at all now, but I can't bring myself to throw them away, oddly. I don't know why that is. Somebody will tell me the psychology behind that. At the time it didn't seem dumb, but I'm sure somebody of my lack of coordination zinging around at high speed on a set of inline skates didn't look very sensible.
A possible gift for Declan Brennan.
Yes, true.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
I like good songwriting, as I said before, and I'm particularly drawn to people who write meaningful song lyrics, but I'm not sure there's one I could really pick out. Thinking about that album I mentioned earlier, Prefab Sprout, there's a couple of just one lines. They're not really meaningful other than I think they're clever in that, but I don't think there's anything that I would say was a motto to live by. No, I don't think so.
What is your shoe size?
Now, American or UK? my shoe size is US 9, which is a UK 8.5. For those of you in mainland Europe, that's 42.5. And yes, I just took off my right shoe to read that from the tongue of the Adidas training shoe that I was wearing.
As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
This is going to be very boring. As a teen, I never had a porn stash. I just wasn't aware of those things.
Quite disappointing. Closing a theme here, almost. What is your favorite album of all time?
Favorite album of all time. What's the one? I'm sure other people will have said this, but I keep going back to Fleetwood Mac Rumours. I've got that on vinyl. I've got it on CD. I've downloaded it. I think I'm probably on my second or third version of the vinyl. And the other one would be that Prefab Sprout Steve McQueen album. I keep going back to those two. There's just something about them that I find. I never messed about when, in the days when you used to record from vinyl onto cassette so you could play it in your car, a lot of people would change, and even I would change the order of the tracks. Those are two albums that I never did anything with. I recorded side one, I turned it over, I recorded side two. And I think that's a real sign of a classically put together and well thought out album.
Do you have any tattoos?
No, but have thought about it many times and still think about it. And even at my advanced years, still think it would be quite cool to have a tattoo.
How many times have you had your heart broken?
Too many is the answer. And I think at least a couple of times, really properly, horribly, that's it. That's the end of it all. My life is not worth living, or woe is me.
When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
About 3 months ago, and nothing I didn't expect to see. And the reason I do it is because one of the things that we have to do in our business is check to make sure that our audio isn't turning up anywhere. So between my name and the company name and the station name, it is something that we look at on a more regular basis than would be certainly healthy if we were just doing it for ourselves.
Is there one movie that when it comes on, no matter how many times you've seen it, you'll watch it no matter what?
Oh yes, more than one. And it doesn't matter whether it's right at the start or right through. Get Carter, Michael Caine movie about gangster and organized crime, gritty 1960s drama, fantastic, filmed quite a lot up in the northeast of England, where I was born. That is one that I simply can't miss. Obviously Le Mans, that would be another one. I say obviously, but Le Mans would be another one. There's also a movie called The Conversation with Gene Hackman. I'm a bit of a Gene Hackman fan, never not good in movies. Gene Hackman, that's another great one. And the part that he plays in that is very similar to the disgruntled surveillance agent that he plays with Will Smith in not a remake of that film at all, but it has similar themes. And that's another film another movie that I will sit and watch no matter where you join it. Oh yeah, that's, you can leave that one on.
What's the correct answer? What's the worst piece of advice you've received?
The worst piece of advice: time is the great healer. It isn't really. You've just got to get on with things and move forward. And don't worry, the check's in the post.
Have you ever killed someone or come close?
That's a really tough question to answer. Come close? I think everybody comes close at some stage. It's how you react to how you feel about it that sets people apart. I've been in some tough situations and where you don't think straight. I think your upbringing helps you. I think the sort of person that you are is hardwired into you, but sometimes your emotions can take over. And sometimes you have to do things that you didn't think you were capable of.
That is wonderfully mysterious for an answer. Who is your favorite actor?
Gene Hackman, I mentioned. Always good. Always good. I am a great fan of any actor or actress for whom you can forget them as an individual and become completely immersed in the character they're playing. And there aren't enough of those type of people around. But Gene Hackman, I've mentioned Michael Caine as well. Steve McQueen, particularly in some of his later work, is a great fan, and Paul Newman, I'm a great fan of the classic actors being brought up as I was in my formative years, being the late 60s and the early 70s. Towering Inferno was one of my favourite movies as well. There's another favourite movie that comes to mind when I start thinking about actors who I will always watch. Of the more contemporary actors, I think Ben Affleck is massively underrated. Females, Reese Witherspoon is massively underrated and is also a fantastic singer and a great vocal mimic. And Meryl Streep, also like her work. Quite a lot. Most of the big names most of them are big names that people would have heard from before. I get a lot of time to watch movies when I'm sitting on planes, so I see quite a lot of good and bad stuff from the cinema.
We're just past the halfway point, John.
Excellent.
Next question for you, the only racing question you'll be asked today: Senna or Schumacher?
Both flawed geniuses, so I'm not sure. I'd like to say neither. Ultimately, if you were picking one to race for your life, I think it would be Schumacher, because he was maybe not ultimately as quick and ultimately as naturally gifted as Senna, but I think he'd make better decisions. Senna was tremendously passionate and may have made bad decisions because of that. They're equally as calculating, though, and equally as cold in the decisions that they made in terms of what they had to do to win a race. So that makes them flawed geniuses for me, and it also means that I will never consider them true greats, because the manner of winning is just as important to me as winning itself.
What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
I wanted a rally chopper bicycle. I had a bicycle, but I wasn't allowed to have a rally chopper because this was a bicycle that had a long banana shaped seat and had big high-rise chopper-style handlebars, a smaller wheel at the front than at the back, and a three-speed gear lever on the middle of the crossbar with a T-bar on it. Originally it had a knob, and then it became a T-bar on the Mark IIs. This was very much a late 1970s, early 1980s bike. It must have been earlier than that, late 1960s, early 1970s bike when I think back to it. And it was deemed by my parents to be of a dangerous design, therefore I wasn't allowed to have one, and I had a far more sensible triangular framed bike, which I actually loved to bits, and ultimately upgraded and actually did a lot of cycling in my youth. But that was the one that got away. I never had the rally chopper.
A question posed to American presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle: if you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
I'm a student of time. I like the concept of time travel. And however, we know that time travel is not possible. And we know it will never be possible, because if it was, we'd be inundated with tourists from the future. And I am a great believer of the fact that you can't change one thing and not affect others. Where we are now is a product of where we've come from. And good or bad, if you start messing around, things could be a lot worse now than they are. They may not be, but are you prepared to take the risk? So I would say, no, I'm not. I wouldn't go back and kill baby Adolf Hitler.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
Not a big fan of reality shows, so definitely a no for, and I've got two left feet, so I'm never going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So no for reality shows. Game shows, I like the classic, or the classics, the likes of Call My Bluff, and things like that. We have a show in the UK called Countdown, which I'm quite a fan of, but I'm not sure that particularly not now as I get older, I'm not sure that my intellect is quick enough. We also have a show called Mastermind, which is a set of questions not unlike what you're posing now in general knowledge in a specialist subject, which I often thought I could find an obscure motor racing subject to go on, but again, nowadays I'm not so sure.
Tupac or Biggie?
Can I say Ice Cube instead?
That would be acceptable. That would be the first credible alternate that we would accept.
Okay, then, yeah, Ice Cube.
What is the name of the last book you've read?
The last book that I read would have been the last of the James Bond books, which was, I think, is the Octopussy... the short Octopussy stories. The other one that I read, and I can't remember which way around I did this. I read the re-up of the James Bond franchise that Marino Franchitti was involved in helping with, which I thoroughly enjoyed. But I'm a big fan of nice, light, easy reading. I don't get to read nearly enough, but it would definitely be in one of the James Bond books.
Are you married? And if so, why?
Yes, and because when you get the opportunity to spend the rest of your life with a woman like Eve Hewitt, you do not let that opportunity pass you by. It's like getting on a plane and turning left instead of turning right. You get the upgrade to first class. And we've been married 10 years, and it wasn't a prerequisite of our relationship. It just seemed to be the right thing to do. It's not changed our relationship one single solitary iota, and I'm as happy now as the first day that we started dating.
That is the correct answer. She's made a proper man of you.
She has indeed, and I'm a better person for it.
If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I would find?
Ooh, the nicest website. My browser history would have a lot of motorsport in it, and... a lot of news sites. I don't go for fluffy and flowery, I'm afraid. Probably the nicest would be some kind of car review site or car sales site, Auto Trader, or something like that. I'm not sure how to design. I should really say RadioLeMond.com, because that would be on my browser history as well. As would TweetDeck and American Airlines and all the other things that I use for business.
What is the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
I bought a car way back in 19... How old would I have been? 16, 17. So that would have been 1979, 1980. I started working at National Westminster Bank in Sunderland, and my first year's salary was £1,973. I remember it distinctly. And I bought a 1977 1.3-litre Hillman Avenger, which for those of you in the States would have been a Plymouth Cricket. It was a two-door version, and that was my first independence. That was my first motor car, and I think it was about £650.
And do you still have the vehicle?
Ah, oh, I wish I did. SEF343R was its registration number. It was a great machine, terribly underpowered, but I loved it with all my heart. It was bright red, and to me, it was as cool as the Starsky & Hutch Gran Torino, which everybody wanted to have but couldn't get in the UK. But that was why I bought it, because it had the same sort of rear three-quarter. And it was replaced with another one, slightly younger, LGR 5060, which was a 1600, which I eventually did a bit of competition in. I wish I still had that car.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Which tastes better?
I may have eaten both. I've certainly eaten horse in my time. I would think probably cats taste better, but I'm a dog person.
Believe that's a correct answer, unfortunately. We are well within the last 10 questions, John Hindoff. Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
I presume Intervention is something to do with addictive behavior, is it?
Correct.
Right. I think very few people could honestly say they haven't. I'm not particularly a hoarder, but I'm not good at throwing things away. But once I make my decision to have a clear out, I try to be ruthless. I'm not very good. I have been known to exhibit addictive behaviour on occasions. I think everybody's formative years has a little bit of that. So, yeah, I'd say yeah.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that are not automotive or racing related?
No, I don't. But I do get to read some sensible magazines that the responsible adult Eve subscribes to, including things like The New Yorker, and some other news magazines, The Week, which is a UK review of all of the week's news, sort of distilled into a handy size. But all of mine, I'm afraid, are motorsport or automotive related.
In light of the fact that you were raised without siblings, what is the meanest thing you've done to a friend?
The meanest thing? Probably told them I didn't want to be friends anymore. That's pretty mean.
Or for their betterment.
Well, yes, depending. I suppose it depends when you do that and how old you are. Most of the mean things I did to people who I would call friends would have been when I was much younger. And when our definition of mean and our understanding of mean is somewhat different from when you grow up. I'm very lucky to... Like many people in our business, I know a lot of people. I have far fewer friends in the real sense of the word, as I would say it, but those that I have are true friends. And I value those guys and girls more than money. And I hope I never do anything mean to those people that I call my friends.
Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone at home in the bathroom?
Yes. Absolutely.
Is this interview being done while in the bathroom?
No, it is not. And I am clothed in what people would call normal clothes, because the other side of that, of course, is have you done them in your pyjamas, in your underwear, or perhaps even naked? Never naked, but I, working in the medium of radio, you can create whatever perception you wish. So there have been radio shows done where I have not been, shall we say, properly attired or traditionally attired, particularly early in the mornings.
If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal, and what body part of your own do you eat first?
I do like meat. I'm not sure. I spent a long time in my youth being vegan and vegetarian, and eventually when I went back to eating meat, I started with pork, which apparently is what human flesh tastes most like. How long would be when I honestly thought there was no alternative, and if it was my body part, what could you live without that would sustain you for a while? There's no point in gnawing on a couple of fingers or toes, is it? You've got to go for something a bit more substantial than that. So you've got to go for maybe an arm, maybe an arm you can get by with one arm, getting around with one leg a bit harder. So maybe an arm, he says, being very pragmatic about it.
What is your favorite pint of ice cream?
Ice cream. Rum and raisin, maybe? Strawberry? Rum and raisin or strawberry? Rum and raisin. Rum and raisin. I don't even know if you guys get that in the States, but it always seemed very exotic to me when I was growing up.
Sounds disgusting.
I don't eat a lot of ice cream.
Three questions to go, John Hyde.
Okay.
Name one thing you recently learned that everyone else on Earth seemingly knew except you.
Ooh. That's a good one. I can't think of anything that's that falls into that category. I learned very recently that putting yourself on the outside of a corner while overtaking is a surefire way of getting fired off into the tyres, which I'm sure anybody else who's ever raced knew. And I just had a hopeful heart that perhaps that wasn't true. What else did I learn recently that everybody else in the world knew? Maybe I'm not very worldly wise to not be
or omnipotent. Omnipotent.
Well, indeed, I'm certainly not omnipotent. So I'm struggling with that one.
Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions? If so, explain.
Oh, the worst thing anyone can ever tell me is that they're disappointed by what I've done, and that holds true now. It would crush me. And yes, I have exhibited behaviour in my youth that was unacceptable, and been told by both my father and my mother that I had disappointed them. I also disappointed them by not going on to further education. I know that. Aside from just the general growing pains of being a teenager and being a pain in the butt, I know that not going to university disappointed my parents, and they did tell me that. Not getting a quote-unquote proper education. So there's at least a couple of things.
We've arrived at the final question, John Hindoff.
Oh, dear.
If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
Cheeseburger, for the simple reason that it would last longer.
It was hard to keep a straight face for that. And that was episode 5 with John Hindoff. Left on the board, we have 2 Bells, a Bordet, a Buxton, a Dial, a Dixon, a Hand, a Honoray, a Long, and a Taylor. We are now at the 33% mark. 5 down, 10 to go. Check back next Tuesday for episode 6 and let me know which interview you'd like to hear next by using the hashtag WhoTheHellAreYou. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thank you for listening.